does the aurora produce sound? Observers have long wondered whether the aurora borealis produces any discernible sound. Settlements across northern latitudes reported for centuries that the sound sometimes accompanied the northern lights. Witnesses told of a quiet, almost imperceptible crackling, whooshing, or whizzing noise during particularly violent northern lights displays. In the 18th century, reports of an exceptional red northern lights display in Scotland, producing a noise of huge armies battling in the sky, sparked superstition and fear, and was later believed to have foretold the massacre of the French Revolution. Auroral noise became the subject of debate in the first decades of the 20th century and was generally dismissed by scientists and referred to as folklore or auditory illusion. Data recorded around the time suggests the lights commonly took place 60 miles above the Earth's surface and very rarely below 50 miles. The idea that the aurora could transmit sound to the ground from up there was regarded as impossible. Canadian astronomer Clarence Chant became instead fascinated with auroral sounds reported from around the Arctic. In his research, he argued that the motion of the northern lights altered the Earth's magnetic field and changed the electrification of the atmosphere, producing a crackling sound. According to this theory, sound would be created closer to the Earth's surface when the modified electrification meets objects on the ground, from clothes and trees to the cladding on buildings, much like static. Chant's paper went largely unnoticed in the 1920s, but it is widely accepted by scientists today, although there is still a debate on how exactly the mechanism for producing the sound operates. The theory is also supported by the occasional reports of ozone smell, a metallic odor similar to an electrical spark during extreme northern lights displays. In recent times, various attempts at recording the sound of the aurora has been made. In 2016, a Finnish study allegedly captured the sound made by the northern lights just 230 feet above ground level. If you want to hear the northern lights for yourself, keep in mind that this is an exceptional occurrence. You may have to spend a considerable amount of time in the polar regions, since the sound is only present in about 5% of all violent aurora, and is mostly heard on the top of mountains.